6. We have Elvis impersonators in the studio. WNBC, hello.
Hi, I have to vote for the first one, and I'd also like to know why the one you just asked, the second one. I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with their names. I haven't been listening that long.
All right, Bob Wetter, Ron Allen, and Lee Elvis.
I guess it's Ron, the one with the production.
Yeah.
Why won't you sing a cappella? I don't understand why you can't.
It's like people stop me in the street and they say, gee, you look just like Elvis Presley, sing something for me, and I will not do it. You have to remember something. I'm doing this, although I'm doing it for fun, I am doing it professionally, to the best of my ability. And you do not ask a professional, you don't walk up to a dentist and say, will you look at my teeth? okay?
But those aren't performers.
Well, he wants a proper environment in which to do his performance, and you have to respect that in any performance artist.
Yes, you can't do justice jumping around on a street corner doing Elvis unless Elvis jumped around on a street corner.
But were the vocals with those recordings?
What do you do for a living?
Excuse me?
What do you do for a living?
I'm a garbage collector.
Could you collect some right now for us?
Can you lick the bottom of my scrotal sack?
I could, but I'd rather not because I think I'd get nauseous.
Okay.
But thank you very much.
Love it.
That was our general manager. Boy, a little hostility there, huh? Little hostile. Yeah, that was over there. That was...